if we took a digital photograph of somebody and put it on the rejuvenation cube, what would be the effect on the individual?
This is a fascinating area which has not been extensively explored. It involves both the visual and the radionic effects. You have some radionic effects. Radionic, as a sort of synonym, can be called automated prayer, in the way in which you are working with the signature of the person's voice. You are then recreating some of these energies. When you put a photograph, you are bringing another aspect to this. It is more along the line of their physical appearance, as well as an aspect of signature. If, however, you do not choose to personalize by utilizing any of the software, but are only personalizing with a photograph, which is simpler, you will have some similar effects, some personalization. It will not be utilizing any of the more deep effects that show up by utilizing voice tones, those which are drawn from their own frequencies, and most importantly, the missing frequencies, but there will be some personalization that takes place. An intensification of the effects, some aspect that is very much focused on their own life, on what they are working with, etc., would likely show up from this. This is already to some extent in place the moment they touch the unit, putting their own hands on it, bringing skin oil, a piece of hair, some aspect of their own being into this does to some extent personalize it. But when you bring the photograph in, you are making this a conscious process. You are saying, I am bringing in my signature, my own energy into this. And as a result, there is an opening of consciousness in the person to the effects. I, therefore, am willing to take on these effects, personalize and work with this. I take greater personal responsibility. This, of course, is not to do with the device, but simply the way in which the individual then is programming themselves to bring this in. Which brings up the more interesting area, which is actually not recommended to be explored, and that is where you bring the photograph of the person without their knowledge. Or permission, rather than the person doing it for themselves. It would tend to direct the energy, bring it more specifically to that individual, but it is always better if they are open to it, willing to work with it, and do consciously receive the energy. But inevitably there will be people who will do this. For instance, as an example, someone might notice some intrusion effects with Obama. The opportunity for other political leaders to unduly influence him. So they put his digital photograph on the protection cube, a way in which you are then reprogramming this energy to in some way move towards him. This could be a beneficial effect, though it is not generally recommended, because there will usually be far more predictable and useful effects when the individual is consciously open to the process. But as you might imagine, this opens up a whole series of questions around the radionic utilization, the various ways in which one can program this, and you have all of this already built in. You have all of the electronics, all of the ways of specific attunement, all of the different energies. You even have areas of radionic applicability that are not available in any other technology because of voice tones. As by example, to have a pre-recorded speech of Obama's that then is programmed through the sound technology to vibrate the device in line with his own frequencies. One of the reasons why you have been chosen and you are gifted with the opportunity to work with these energies is of your own inherent integrity. Other people will inherently come to this, but because you can contemplate it and work with it now, it then becomes an area of conjecture, an area to explore, to think about, before you even put it into action. Generally speaking, if the individual takes full personal responsibility, then the opportunities are maximized, the ability to minimize the continuation of karma as a result of the things done with this, and the opportunity to have maximum beneficial effect on others. Because when you understand it for yourself, you can then better share it with others. This does seem to be significantly enhanced with the level of personal responsibility that has generally been recommended all along here. As soon as you bring in the idea of a photograph of an external energy, of that of some other place, do it carefully. Do it in such a way in which you are seeing it as maximally beneficial to all. Consciously ask, is there, for this, the greatest opportunity for most individuals? Or is there some aspect of this that I am basing more personally on me, on what I think politically, where my opinion is based on what I've seen in the world and my experiences, etc., etc.? Or, in the reverse, could I be wrong about that? Could I have made an assumption here based on something that is more personal to me and my own understanding and my own awareness? In this way, you then recognize the difference between putting a photograph or connection electronically by utilizing the recorded sound of Iguazu Falls versus the energetics of a specific person, be it a world leader or a particular person you are treating or healing. And in this understanding, you see then that this question, could I be wrong about it, whose responsibility is it, and such similar questions do apply. Only in each case-by-case basis can you make the proper decision as to how to use this. And inevitably, there will be people who will clearly step way over an invisible line about such matters, deliberately focusing ways to send energy here or there or use it in various ways. That is the nature of radionics. Luckily, the effects, by comparison to those associated with personal responsibility, are weak. The effects will not be so strong as to shift somebody completely in one area or another, but rather a gentle bias, a gentle push in some direction, a gentle energy. When they are open to it, give themselves permission, understand it consciously, that effect is tremendously multiplied. Probably a good ratio here is about 12-1, so you get about 1/12 of the energy when you are focusing it in a way in which the other person is not so much aware or taking responsibility. Does this make sense?
Yes. Let's follow this a little bit further now. For instance, what if I took an intention, because I'm really interested in the virtues. You remember back in my days with Larry and that we really worked on the virtues theory, and they were the really true pathway to God rather than some complex mantras that people couldn't understand. So let's say we took the virtue of compassion, for instance. If I had a person repeat that statement of they are compassion, or just repeat the statement of compassion, and then we took that information down into the alpha level, for instance, and we just had it repeated back to them, to the consciousness in the alpha level, and we took a photograph of that person now. So I'm now talking about permission. We've taken a photograph, and we've had them make a statement of a virtue, and then we put that on the unit. What would be the effect by instilling that virtue and the photograph now?
It does seem to intensify the effect and bring up the issues for the individual. On our basis of consideration, somewhere around 20% to 30% improvement would likely take place of the specifics. Thus, everything would be speeded up around that issue, the blocks to that issue, the opportunity to shift it for themselves, and so on, would likely then be speeded up about 20 to 30%.
That's excellent. So what if we did the divinity one, say, like, I am divine? With these things, I'm trying to get people to start to give their monkey mind a better activity, so when they're, even when they're doing a walkabout, that they're thinking that rather than just let their mind run rampant all the time. And we seem to be getting a good following with that. And so we did, you know, we started the divinity, you know, I am the divine meditation process. Now, okay, there's two points here. I could either take them making that statement and then take it down and go through the analysis and have that played, or am I better off to take the complete intention and have that played? Which of the two would be better with the photograph?
It will depend on the individual. Some will work better with one than the other. Where there is conscious block to the underlying statement, then the analysis will work better. Where they have openness to this, they are very willing to embrace such a statement, it feels good to them, then that will work better. Of course, you can do both. They are not mutually exclusive.